Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Astros lose last night in a game that felt a whole lot like the first month of the season, where it's like you look up and the only redeeming quality the game has is it's going to be over by like 9:15. Like, all right, well, at least this game's not going to be a long game, but not great. Yeah. Not great.
The one positive thing I would say is that Brandon Walter, after giving up a couple of home runs, just was a monster. He was a machine.
Yep.
Retired 17 straight batters, didn't allow anything else. Everything got off to a horrible start.
Yeah, they got a bad lineup right now. It's not a good lineup, and it's not their fault. They got a lot of injuries, but that part I can't get angry about, except the fact that the reason that they've got all these holes in the lineup is because of all the injuries. And injuries are going to happen in sports. I get all that. But the weird things that happen with the Astros and injuries are not things that I'm aware of with other Major League Baseball clubs having this much, not only the sheer quantity of them, but all the issues with bringing guys back to play, where there just seems like the word setback has become a fixture in our vocabulary as an Astros fan. And now last night, I mean, that's where we are. Like, this is a season where Jake Meyers is an incredibly valuable player for this baseball team right now. I am a card carrying Jake Meyers critic the last 3 or 4 years. He is essential for this team right now because he's still, when he's playing very well. But he had a calf injury a few days ago. They kept him out for a couple of games. They decided to bring him back last night. Here was Joe Espada after the game. Yes. Oh, and by the way, Jake Meyers hurt himself running out before the first inning to go play center field.
Right. Done. He felt great during warmups and everything, and then just gets hurt. He's on the ground, has to be assisted off the field. Yep. It was ugly. The game, the start was delayed because of that. And then again, Walter did a great job, but then immediately, like right after Jake Meyers gets off the field and they start the game, Brandon Walter gives up 2 home runs. And
yeah,
it just felt
yeah.
like everything was falling apart.
It was a bad 10 or 12 minutes, no question. Here's Joe Espada. What gave you assurance on Meyers that it was a good idea to have him play last night?
Well, we did a lot of tests before we decided to run him in the lineup, and we felt comfortable and strongly about putting him in there. And then before he takes the field, on his way to his position, just tighten up on him.
Was there imaging done on the calf?
No. We didn't think that he needed it. We just did some ultrasound, which it shows how the muscle and stuff is in there, and it's just some tightness in there, and trying to get him healthy, trying to get him back on the field.
Go ahead.
The ludicrousness of having Joe Espada answer questions about ultrasounds and MRIs.
Well, but also honestly, with Joe Espada saying it and kind of just brushing off the notion that they would get an MRI when Yordan Alvarez, no break was revealed.
Yeah.
Eventually showed with an MRI. Jeremy Pena, the x-rays didn't show a break. MRI eventually reveals it. Jake Meyers, Kyle Tucker, going back to last year, no break. This is eventually revealed. The hesitancy to use magnetic resonance imaging is annoying me.
You're
not be hyper-vigilant about this stuff.
You're 100% right. when I listen to Joe, it's Joe Espada saying, you know, answering, no, we didn't. We did this ultrasound thing. That should have been the end of the answer. When he starts going, because that sees the muscle, he starts explaining what an ultrasound is. I'm like, this guy's out over his skis. They need to have some medical people answer some of these questions. There's too many important injuries and too many setbacks with injured players with this team for the organization not to have to at least answer a few questions, even if the answers are vanilla, to have to answer these. I don't ever recall anything remotely like this, and the only people out there in front talking about it are people whose expertise are changing pitchers in a baseball game and scouting guys in the Dominican Republic. Those are the ones answering medical questions for a team that there's a bleep ton of medical questions right now.
As Adam Spillane had pointed out, that James Click, back in the day, back when he was the general manager of the Astros, had said, hey, we think we probably rushed Jake Myers back from his injury too soon.
Yeah.
Ironically enough, it was Jake Myers.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, James Click, we're going to do a study about it. We're going to try to figure out what's going on. James Click gets fired, and as far as we know, no general manager since, including Jim Crane himself when he was general manager, has said that they've really dove into this and tried to figure out what the hell's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Crane. I said this earlier in the show, and I'll say it again. Like, it's I have been probably erred more to the cautious side of just completely pointing the finger at the medical staff, because I'm not a doctor. I don't know any of this stuff. I just know now, and the silliness of a guy who was out for a couple of days with a calf, severely pulling his calf again, running out there, like something went wrong here along the way with an organization that just has had something go wrong with too many guys now. There's just too many guys, too many important guys too. Any pitcher is really important. Yordan Alvarez, really important. Misdiagnosing and continuing to lead us all around by the nose on this Kyle Tucker injury last year was just silly. And then to sort of at the 11th hour say, oh yeah, it was broken the whole time, just looks like a clown show. That's why I think at this point, it is on Jim Crane. Like, it's not on Dana Brown. It's on Jim Crane. You have an area of your organization, the medical, the whatever we're calling it, medical, that is failing right now in some way. And it's affecting the on-field. It's affecting the most important thing, which is winning baseball games. And I can tell you, I feel like if this were going on in a normal business with Jim Crane, that some department was failing the rest of the company this badly, there'd be heads rolling right now over
it
this.
It's like the Astros are a guy who keeps bringing his car back to the same auto shop every time. And he goes into, hey, we need a guy. Hey, can you change the oil? Oh, sure. Turns out, by the way, we found an issue with the fuel injection. It's going to cost you $3,000. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Come up here. 3 months later. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, I think, it needs a tune-up. Like, no, turns out you actually need a major engine overhaul.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do it. Like, how many times are you going to keep going back to that auto shop?
Yes.
When they are, like, after a while, a pattern emerges that, no, this is not an auto shop that can be trusted.
Those mechanics are not good. Yeah,
My Jake Myers has not driven right since the first time you worked on him.
Right. Well, it's a disturbing pattern. And not that the Astros are a team that dips into free agency a ton, but it would be something, if I were an agent and I was advising a client on whether or not to sign with the Astros, this would certainly be something that would show up on my evaluation as compared to other teams right now. Right?
I'll
wouldn't
tell you
it?
One thing. You know what's interesting is, I don't recall hearing the Astros side of this, but when Carlos Correa was a free agent and all of a sudden the mysterious lower leg anomaly kept getting teams to bail out on him. I would love to think that, oh, the Astros knew about that, and that's one of the reasons. But I'm not. I don't suspect that they did know a damn thing about it. The fact that they offered him anything at all, when other teams weren't, I don't know. I don't know. Somebody forward me a report of the Astros actually knowing about that anomaly lower leg.
I haven't even thought about that. That's a really, really good point. Let's hear from Jake Myers. Jake, what did you do before the game last night? What kind of workout did you have before the game?
Bunch of sprinting, like a good amount of sprinting, good dynamic warm up, cuts in and out. Felt good doing all that. Good, 20-25 minute workout. Hit, I went through the day like any other day. So trying to get more information tomorrow.
Okay. And no MRI was done at all on this
So
calf.
That part of it, at least, you know, when you want it, you only got it coming back from a muscle injury or anything until he feels really, really good. If this had happened in isolation and there wasn't a boatload of previous examples, I really wouldn't have thought much of it.
Nope.
I would have thought like, oh, well, that's what it kind of stinks. But now we're
it's
in
a
situation where, man, anytime anybody has a setback, it's here we go again.
Yeah.
We're all like, as a fan base, we're like shelter dogs.
Yes.
You know? Just waiting for you.
In the corner. It's totally, man. It's bad.
Don't pet me. Don't pet me. Yeah. Something bad's about to happen.
teeth. I was watching a video yesterday of people trying to feed vegetables to dogs, and have you ever seen that video?
Yeah, those are funny.
They're flashing their teeth.
They get so angry.
They're even so mad. That's what I picture Astro fans right.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right now, Jake Myers. Okay, this was the money shot here. This was the video that was making its rounds after the game. Was when Jake Myers was asked if this calf strain feels worse than the first one that he had. This is what you need to envision. After Jake Myers says, you need to envision him like looking and staring off camera, as if like he's in a hostage video or something, and he's wondering what he should say. Like he's getting interrogated. Here is Jake Myers being asked, does this one feel worse?
This feel worse than it did yesterday?
That's looking into that.
You can go, you're going there.
That's all I got.
Okay. Yeah, so it is a little mumbly.
Who said you're a grown man? Was that the guy he was asking, or was that the?
Oh, I think
I
that
thought
was
he
the,
said you're a grown man.
I think that was the staff. I had to be the staffer, right? Who he was asking?
I love it if it was Brian McTaggart.
That would be great. Or Chandler.
Come on, you're a grown
Chandler
man.
Chandler would be even better. Because Chandler's so appropriately so. Chandler had chosen his writing. He's angry about this medical stuff too. In his that would have been great if it was Chandler Rome saying you're a grown man.
We got to go back and watch the video. Any of our listeners that know Morse code, tell us if he was blinking the word torture with his eyes as he was saying it. It sounded that did sound like a hostage video.
Yeah. My favorite part was he's just stringing it out long enough. He's just hoping everybody will walk away.
That would have been awesome. Yeah, if Chandler were there and were like, you're a grown man. Don't look at him. Look at me.
Right
answer
here.
The question.
Right here. Doing the thing where he's pointing at the eyes like this. Yeah.
I wonder if Chandler, because a lot of people would get on Chandler for just, they would feel like he was just beating the medical issue up too much. I feel like that's probably shifted over towards like, oh, Chandler had a point all these years that he's been going on about this.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Chandler was the one man brave enough to tell the truth about a situation.
We asked the audience earlier in the show because we were talking about a podcast that talked about the most overcovered stories in sports. So we localized it for Houston and more specifically this show. We appreciate all the feedback. You asked for more undercovered stuff. I'll hit these quickly, Seth. We can hit more of them in the last segment. This is an interesting one. I think you guys should cover college football a lot more. We don't do a ton on this show.
I'll tell you honestly. The reason for that is that what we've learned, and you know, it's worth maybe an experiment this year to figure it out. But in the past, usually what happens is if you start talking about UT, Aggies turn the station. If you start talking about the Aggies, LSU in Texas just doesn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, it's hard for us to find that common ground.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, every city is different when it comes to sports talk. You go around the country and some places college basketball is huge.
Yeah.
Other places college football is the deal. You know, in the Northeast, baseball is way bigger, whether the team is good or bad. You know, in Houston, it's largely when the baseball team's good, it's really good to talk about, and vice versa. But yeah, for whatever reason in the past, when we've tried to lean more into college football, it just seems to really segment the audience.
It's very parochial. There's no question.
Yeah.
There's no question.
We're in a town where the amount of Aggies and the amount of the UT Longhorns, it's split right. Like, you're having your audience.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Aggies just, in general, Aggies just have. And now, you know what? We haven't really experimented with it since Texas has been in the SEC.
In the SEC, yeah.
That's probably the big, so that's probably the big difference there.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
We'll take that. We're taking all of it under advisement.
And then we'll also tell you, as a peek behind the curtain, as far as, like, the rating system in general is really bad at figuring stuff out like this. The radio ratings. But now we do have more. We've got more streaming data.
Yeah, we got data
that gives a more real time picture of it. So we'll run an experiment during the football
season.
One
particularly creepy texter says, "We've undercovered the topic of Jared Goff's wife. I think I'm in love, boys." Is what they.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's
Did
very.
Did he get
attractive.
Married, or is she new, or what? What's
no,
the deal?
He's been with her for a little while. She's very. Go figure. NFL quarterback who makes $53 million a year has attractive wife. Alert the media. Start the presses. Seth's Googling her right now, I can tell.
Oh, yes. She's very pretty.
Yeah, she's good. Okay. Yeah, she's good. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. All right. We already have the first very positive development for the Houston Texans early in the regular season this year with a big matchup at NRG Stadium. We'll tell you what that is coming up next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.